tonight, huh? Old Bill? Come on, you.
You're listening to the Doug Stanhope Podcast.
Hello.
Hello. This is a prepaid call from...
It's Bobby.
A prisoner at the Michigan Department of Corrections, Parnell facility. If you feel you're being victimized or
someone tweeted me that if I just hit zero during this intro, I'll skip past it. But no, that's customer service, not fucking prison.
To accept this call, press 0. To refuse this call, your current balance is $46.55. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
Hey!
Good morning!
Hey. Good morning!
How's every little thing in your little slice of heaven?
Just PG, watching a marathon of Ancient Aliens all day.
Saturdays are great for marathons of shit TV.
Yeah, I'm just waiting for them. They're running out of shit. You know what I mean? Like the shit they're blaming on. I'm just waiting for them to, somehow work in STDs as like some alien propaganda so I can have a more believable excuse to my exes and shit. You know? Be like, I don't know. You watch Ancient Aliens?
No, I'm not watching that. I'm watching something about that French guy that raped a maid in New York City. It's a four-part... Everything's a fucking series now. Mm-hmm. But I'm also walking on sunshine that my book was named Audible's Best Comedy of the Year.
I wish I could say I was surprised. I mean, I haven't read it, but that doesn't... Yeah, that's great, man. Congratulations. I can't wait to read that.
Yeah, well, you've have to have gotten good at waiting at this point. For shit.
Yeah, I'm not so good at it. I guess I am. I'm not excellent at it, but I do it. I do it a lot. I'm not good at it. Definitely practice.
Before I start with you, Robert, I'm going to fucking take out some thank yous to Tom. Fuck, I forgot what he sent.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah, I peeled that off to put with... Oh, it's a couple of CDs, I guess. Coronavirus Cure and Keep Calm, Christmas is Canceled. And then...
CDs? Just, or
Annette sent us a postcard. Annette sends us so much shit with all her doodling on it. And she's the one who sent something nice to you and then get angry when you didn't say thank you quick enough. and then felt like a dick when I said, yeah, we're just waiting for... now I'm a dick. Annette, you're never a dick. Someone sent us two giant fucking display boxes of Muddy Bears. So, and it came from Amazon Fulfillment with no notes. So I don't know if that's from Muddy Bears themselves or friends.
Like a little snack pack size.
At Ben Mac. Thanks for liking my wee Bill Hicks tweet. He sent a book that's went immediately into the thrift store pile. It's
hit that one and then let's talk to Bobby.
Yeah, okay. And then the guy I called Sebastian last week that sent me the Mary shirt that I'm wearing, his name's Michael. I said, it's Sebastian or maybe nothing like Sebastian. It was Michael from Thanks, Seaside. Sebastian. I was picturing the fucking S in his... that's not his name. And then someone Thanks, made us killer termites hot sauce that is... That should have gone to... that's Doug Stanhope Celebrity Death Pool hot sauce. That's what that is. Ghost peppers and habaneros. Yeah. That goes right to Joby. Thank you very much, but I can't feel my tongue. And guess what we have? We're going to do shots with you, Bobby.
Yep. Shots of... disgustingness?
Yeah, give me one of each there, bartender. Hey, do people write you since we've had you on? Because I assume your address is on your website.
Yeah, Yeah, it is. It is. I've really been getting a lot of stuff, which almost all of my ascending star, if you could call it that, is reliant on when when me and you started talking, you started plugging my stuff. But the podcast and the website, and yeah, I got people that send me just mail all the time, JPay, and you know, you get to know them a little bit, and I've definitely taken a page out of your book as far as making sure I fully interact with everyone that I can.
That's great. You're getting a lot of good feedback on my Twitter since we've been doing these. So that's good. I'm about to do your the orange one.
The two bottles that we have here. One is orange juice, yeast, sugar, and water. And that's basically the recipe you gave us.
Does it smell? Does it smell strong? Smell like liquor?
No.
No, it doesn't smell.
That's weird.
It's not bad at all.
Yeah. It tastes like a really weak, like, shot.
It tastes like shitty orange juice.
Yeah.
Like you get at a Hampton Inn buffet. That's
how old is this?
Yeah, is this from concentrate or is this Sunny D?
Did you taste alcohol in it though? Did it? I was worried about it cooking and everything.
The aftertaste, you can feel a small burn. But I mean, we're talking between 7% and 12% alcohol. It's not much.
Now here's Chaley's fancy fruit cocktail version.
The stuff that that Stanhope said that looks frozen, to which Shaley replied, "Oh, it's not."
Yeah, it looked like it had frostbite, but no, it had some growth on it. That's a little more distinct, but yeah, Bobby's is better.
Yeah, the high end one definitely has a rotten aftertaste.
You're getting too fancy.
Yeah, I know.
Once when I was in level four, in level four, that's maximum security.
Yeah.
For all your listeners.
We're in
level four.
There is no level three.
There is no level three. Just a steel trap with sober dog. But
So level four is like the 14th floor in a hotel because they just eliminate the 13th
really
floor.
Yeah, it really is three.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like the 14th floor if you were only allowed out twice a day for 45 minutes. And so in level four Shaley's like fancy shit kind of reminded me of this. I got a hold of a gallon bottle that they used to, would use liquid soap, just soap to put in the dispensers for the cops to use and stuff. And it's hard to get stuff like that, like containers to keep shit in. So I rinsed it out and brought it back. And I had a bunkie that was a square and just was, he was in there for like a bad case and stuff. So, he was grateful that, he just got to be in a place where he was, you know, not going to be impressed or anything like that. So, I was like, listen, what do you think of this? I'm going to go over, because in lower levels, you can get stuff out of the kitchen, but in higher levels, you have to go to breakfast every morning and bring a little Ziploc coffee bag and get by people's orange juice and dump it in there in their coat. I had a little pocket cut out in my coat so I could open it and dump it in there and bring it back. So I said, I'm going to bring this shit back. I'm going to make some drink. What do you think about, I'm going to keep it in your locker, though. And he's like, yeah, whatever. I'm like, all right, cool. So I started doing that. And some days there'd be apple juice and orange juice, and then I would take beets and also raisins out of the chow hall food and just throw it all in there. Just like, yep, we're going to go and pack some sugar and had it going in there. And if you leave for yard to go out to yard and the cell's empty, when they do random shakedown, they don't really pick a cell if there's someone in it. So I was like, you got to stay in here. You know what I mean? I'll give you a soup or something. He's like, all right. So I was keeping it in his locker. I'd wrap it up in a towel and stuff it in his locker. So I go ahead and burp it. Because, Shale, you had to burp it and stuff, right?
Oh, like four or five times a day.
Right? And when you burp it, you can smell it. You can definitely smell it. So you have to turn, burp it by the vent. There was no windows in the cell. It's a two-man cell. So I'm burping it about 20, 30 minutes before chow. Wrap it up. Stuff it in his locker. And we're waiting there. We're all dressed, waiting to go to chow. And I smell something. I'm like, do you smell that shit? So I open his thing up, and the towel that it's in is like soaked with the drink. And I'm like, holy shit. So I pull it out, and it ran against a bolt. And it just thinned it was thin plastic anyway. It thinned it out enough to where when the pressure, like, busted a hole in it. So now I'm sitting here with, like, this half a gallon of, like, some of the some of the juice had been cooking for 4 days, and some of it was only for two, so it was still carbon. It was disgusting. So they call Chow while I'm holding it. Now, he has to go to Chow, and I can't leave it there and just be gone, because they'll come by and smell it, or they might do a shakedown.
I would imagine you could smell it in the hall, like down the...
Yeah. So I'm like ripping the towel up and flushing the towel down the toilet, but now I got this thing here, and he's got to go to Chow. He doesn't have any food. He goes to Chow, and I'm standing there, and I'm looking at the bottle, and I'm looking at the toilet. I'm like, I'm either going to flush this or just fuck it, like drink it. So the door shuts because they go to Chow, and I spend 30, I think I had like 45, 30, 45 minutes to drink this half a gallon. And I'm pulling chunks of like raisins that had turned white. And I'm just chugging this stuff, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror sweating like, oh my God. But I end up fucking slamming it all, rinse the bottle off, smashing it down. They call yard. Now when they call yard, you go outside and they lock you out. So I'm locked out there, and I throw the bottle away, all evidence destroyed. I'm drunk and also nauseous and fucked up. And I'm sitting out there, and you can't go back inside. You have to wait for your hour to be done. So it's a real small yard. I'm sitting there with my buddy, and we're talking, and I go silent for a minute. He goes, are you pissing? And I got my short leg pulled up, and I'm just pissing under the table. Like flashing So I finished pissing, and I can't even get the shorts down before I'm throwing up all over the fucking table. Just throwing up chunks of like square little cube feet and everything. And he has to help me. He takes his prison ID out and helps scrape the table off. And I just went back and fell asleep and had the worst fucking hangover in the morning. And that shit reminds me of like the stuff you got going. Just too much extra credit in there. You know what I mean?
I think that is the thing, is maybe one or two fruits. Cause I had blueberries, oranges, and fruit cocktail. And there's a lot of different sugars going on there. I mean, it's sugar, but those flavors can definitely, there's something off about the purple drink.
The frozen one?
Yes.
Yeah. The fact that it had moth on it?
The allegedly frozen one? Do people get like jealous when you get a shitload of mail? And I always forget to mention that you have your own podcast.
Yeah, we're over 50,000 streams now, and it's going pretty good, man. It's catching on. It's got a good following. People are really passionate about it, or just really into it. And we run the gamut from ridiculous shenanigans that have happened in prison. We have an episode about pranks, and then we have super violent ones. The first fight I got into in prison, and then we just did a prison reform one today. And then, So I think Shayla, you listened to a couple, right? At the beginning,
I listened to the first seven. I was doing it was a home remodeling project, and so I just I totally got into it. And it is good because your buddy on the outside, I can't remember his name, but he's good. He calls you. And then you guys talk on the phone, kind of like what we're doing here.
Yep. And, we've been having good feedback.
And you find that how?
It's on Spotify. It's on...
it's notes from the pen, still. Everything's notes from the pen.
Yep, everything's notes from the pen. It's on Apple. All your major podcast venues, other than Stitcher, it's not on Stitcher.
What's the weirdest thing you got from a fan that was allowed through? Actually, that's another question. What have you been called to the principal's office for, hey, someone sent you this, and you know that's against the rules?
Well, this isn't related to the podcast, but I had a buddy who was writing this lady that was in prison for like 35 years in a fed joint, right? And he'd talk real freaky to her and all this shit. And they would get real creative. So she wrote, he thought it'd be funny to have me included in one of their stories, right? So she writes this, and I don't know what it is, which you'll find out in a second why. So he has her write this super vulgar, like disgusting, dirty thing, where I'm like, I think I'm some sort of gimp in the story. So I get called,
letters? This is letters?
Yes. This is a super,
and it's erotica, like, I assume?
Yeah. And it's from a lady in a federal prison who's doing like 30 some odd years for all kinds of like sex slave shit. I don't know. So he had told me jokingly he was going to do this. And I get called to the ARUS office, who's this, it's a lady, and she likes me. She's all right. And
you have 1 minute remaining.
That was way too quick. Is there a line there? Should you call back?
Yeah, I can call back.
I think you should call back.
Or we should do thank yous at the end next time.
Yeah, I shouldn't have done those thank yous.
All right, dog, give me 2 seconds.
All right.
I'm just going to hit you back.
All right. Yeah, that seemed to go way too quick. Maybe it's the prison
you,
hooch.
Like, go, hold on, let me get through this first. Yeah, and it's like, what are you doing?
I don't Sometimes 15 minutes is a long time, but now that I'm actually drinking and I'm having some cigarettes. Yeah.
Kind of. Yeah. You're not doing 40 for 40 anymore. We're done.
I am.
Are we done?
I'm still doing it, but the smoking part has been my Achilles heel.
Yeah, you're smoking in the house.
Yeah, well, it's cold out. Sad.
Okay, so your audio's coming through on this.
So. I missed a call from you, Chaley. Should I call you?
No, that
back?
Was me testing the line.
All right.
Yeah. When you're in there smoking.
Hey, I beat Michael Bean at tennis. I want to rub it in. He listens to the podcast, so just want to fucking rub it in. I beat him. This episode is happily brought to you by BetterHelp.com. MyBetterHelp.com became a sponsor, and then I became a client. Hey, I think I have some things that might be considered problems. Yeah, I'm going to do this. BetterHelp.com. I did it today, and I felt better immediately. I didn't have breakthroughs. They didn't say, oh, you need to do this and that and stop eating ice cream. They listened to me. Just listening to yourself go through your own shit is so fucking important, especially when you know it's nobody you have to be friends with. You can tell them all your fucking real discreet problems. What interferes with your happiness? Is there something preventing you from achieving your goals? These sound like some self-help bullet points, but I did it today, and it was fantastic. BetterHelp will assess your needs and match you up with your own licensed professional therapist. My professional therapist was probably not prepared for a comedian who has been drunk for fucking 30 years. So, yeah, we got along fantastically. You connect in a safe and private online environment. It's Zoom-like. It's convenient. You can start communicating in under 24 hours. It's not self-help. It's professional counseling. Send a message to your counselor anytime. You'll get timely and thoughtful responses. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions, all without having to leave the comfort of your own room. Who doesn't love the comfort of their own room in this pandemic? It was actually brilliant. I wanted to call her back for more. BetterHelp is committed to facilitating great therapeutic matches, so they make it easy and free to change counselors if needed. I didn't need to change. My gal was perfect right away. It's more affordable than traditional offline counseling, which, yeah, very pricey. Financial aid is available. The service is available for clients worldwide. And there's a broad range of expertise available, which may not be locally available in many markets. Licensed professional counselors who specialize in depression or stress, anxiety, relationships, sleeping, trauma, anger, family conflicts, grief, self-esteem. Who doesn't have a problem with self-esteem? Or LGBT matters. Anything you share is confidential, convenient, professional, affordable. And remember, BetterHelp is not a crisis line. I want you to start living a happier life today. As a listener, you'll get 10% off your first month visiting our sponsor at BetterHelp.com/Stanhope. That's help, H-E-L-P, BetterHelp.com. Join over 1 million people who have changed their mental state and health Again, that's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P .com/Stanhope. Fucking works. Hang on, here's Bob.
Tell the story now that he's on so he can wait for 10 minutes to talk again.
Hello, this is a prepaid call from...
Yeah, we know.
I'm going to cut this part out.
A prisoner at the Michigan Department of Corrections, Parnell facility. If you feel you're being victimized or extorted by this prisoner, please contact GTL customer service at 855-466-2832. To accept this call, press 0.
Yeah,
to refuse this call, hey, your current balance is $43.49. This call is from a correction facility and is subject to monitoring and recording. Thank you for using GTL.
We're back.
Yeah, subject to monitoring. Shouldn't they tell us if someone's listening to this? Because we would have to, you're being recorded. If you're monitoring us, shouldn't you fucking tell us? Anyway.
It just did.
No, they said it could be
subject.
Could
be, yeah.
Yeah, well, if you're on the fucking line, we record these. All right, this is a topic.
You're doing it again. You're doing your thank yous again. Yeah. Bobby, you were talking.
Thank you, Sebastian, for the... So this is in a level 4, too. So in level 4, you're in your house all the time. I mean, you're in your cell all the time. And when the door just automatically...
When we're on the road, I always say, I got to go home. Like, I always... I call the Hampton Inn home or where the fuck Travel Lodge we're staying. Go ahead. You're at home on level 4.
Yeah, so when you're sitting in the house, and these aren't bars. These are like steel doors with a little slit of a window, right? And they're electronic. So when you're sitting in there, you can't open it from the inside, obviously. When you're sitting in there and it just cranks open because they have control button, blah, blah, you're like, what the fuck? And then they call you over the intercom. Caldwell, report to the ARUS office. Shit. All right. Now, the ARUS lady is, she likes me. She says things like, oh, you're so articulate. Will you run this mentor group that she had, but I'm like, yeah, sure. And it's a way to get out of your cell. So she really liked me, you know. She was like, yeah, you're trying to turn your life around, whatever. So when she calls me in there, she's like super disappointed. Like what? She's like, have a seat. And I'm like, all right. So I sit down and she says, do you know who Tara? And then she says her, I don't remember her last name is. And I'm like, no, I don't. She goes, well, we got some disturbing mail from her at a federal institution. And instantly it clicked. I'm like, oh, fucking concrete, dumbass, that had this girl. And he was like, I thought he was joking when he was saying, like, yeah, we're going to write you into one of these things. And I was like, okay, so what's the deal? And she's like, well, it's been rejected due to content, which in Max is like that. They have to be really vulgar. Like, I've never seen anyone get shit rejected just due to content, just on a letter. And, cause you're allowed to write sexual things and stuff. And so I go, all right. She has to hand you a sheet when something gets rejected where it has the policy that they rejected it for, right? And, she's going on about how deplorable this is and all this. And I'm reading, but I'm not really listening to her. I'm reading the thing. So I'm looking at the policy and it says, sexual violence, demeaning sexual acts, and then the bottom one is checked off as well with these other ones, says bestiality. Now I'm like curious. I'm like, what is it? And I'm like, so she's going on and they have to have a sample of it. I go, well, can I read it? And she's like, absolutely, you cannot read it. You definitely can't. And then she's like, I need you to sign off on this. I just wanted you to know this has been rejected and I expect better from you. And just like sent me like the principal's office back to the cell. And just was ever since then, she would just shake her head when she saw me. And I have no idea what it was. It must have been really bad. I'd pay to get my money on that. Just real quick, to give you like an idea of who this lady that was writing my friend, he's reading a letter one day on the yard. And I'm looking at it and he's like, man, she's free. So I snatch it from him because I noticed something in the background. Behind the words, she had traced a banana. Right? Like a dude would, sometimes guys trace their dicks, like to show, like, hey, which, come on, you can fake that. But, you know, when they send it to, when they mail people. She traced a banana on, like, the can't, do you think you could fit this tip? To him. So, like in his ass. So that's just to give you an idea of the quality of penmanship we're fucking working with here. So I have no idea what was in that. So that was definitely a weird one.
I used to trace my cock on the inside of CDs that I was selling after the show. I would occasionally pull out my dick and just trace it on the inside CD cover because I didn't have a catchphrase. So I'd just trace my dick and then sign it. It's plenty of room for
both. In lieu of a catch. Yeah, so that's a thing that I have a lady friend that I talked to, and I told her I was going to send her a full-on, typical, like, prison pen pal letter between a guy and a girl. And I'm like, I'm not going to trace my dick, right? Because it's too easy to fake. So, which what I did in place of it, and it's a little hacky, you know, a vulgar dick, and then you write over it. So I created a piece of paper with dimensions on it, like how you would fold a paper airplane. I filled a dick, right? So it's like you like meet these parts and you tape here, you know what I mean? And you fold the base for like rigidity. And then I wrote a whole thing like, hey, you idiot, this is not for actual use. This is modeling. You know what I mean?
Don't, it's a prototype.
Don't touch yourself trying to use this. I copyrighted the logo. I had filled the dick logo on it. Thought it was cute.
So my question earlier was, do people get jealous that you have all these fucking podcasts that you're doing and you're getting all sorts of fan mail?
No, I don't. I don't really like letting a lot of people know about that because there is a lot of that. There's what people call dropping tights or dry snitching, which I don't even remember the term dry snitching. I was telling you about Shubali.
You
were mad about some tweet. You were mad about some tweet, and I said, "Oh, he's dry snitching." You said, "Write that down." Dry snitching, like kind of like dry humping, like unintentionally telling, you know. So there's a lot of that. So I don't really like let people know. And when you get your mail here, because you don't have a bunkie, it just slides to the door. So for like Christmas, I got a bunch of Christmas cards and stuff. But nah, not really. People don't know. And so many people lie here that if I said it, I don't think they believe me. Anyway, you know what I mean? My inner circle of friends know. I got like some buddies that I hang out with who are fans of yours and stuff, and they're always like, you know, they're like little. I got some Shaleys running around, but much less confident than Shaley. You know what I mean? Much less confident. I can't get them to do shit for me. They just they're just trying to ride coattails.
This is not a call to arms, killer termites. But if they were to flood the warden with gifts that would please him or her, what?
To please the warden?
That would be bad.
Yeah, no, that would be bad.
Yeah. That would be bad for me. Be really bad. Unless they did, like, anonymously, they found some other... Yeah, they did it anonymously.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm sure they're still out there, but we used to have some kind of PI types, hacker types. We have them. I just don't know, hey, find out the warden's favorite cigar or fucking brand of scotch.
Well, we fuck with people in here. And there's this kid in here we call Sensitives, right? I guess he used to use steroids in the world. And he has like, you know, I don't remember the term, but when your pecs like get loose, you know, you're not on steroids, you're going to get bitched at.
Yeah.
And he's super sensitive, so we call him Sensitives, right? He's my favorite person to make mad because it's so easy. He's short. He gets to stomping around and shit. And one of my buddies, Blaze, the chemist, we were like, what if we got a bunch of people to just mail in bras? Because they'd have to reject him, right? They couldn't give them to him, but he would get heard on all these rejections. They'd say on the paper, it'd say, female bra, D cup. And every time they'd call him out and go, what the fuck? Why are you having people send you bras? And he would be so irate. So it's so mad. He would instantly know it was me, though. Like, we know. The Sensitive nickname kind of gives it away. But I really...
I think we've talked about this on our own, that what it must be like to be the smartest person in prison. Like...
Oh, yeah.
You don't have a lot of rivals. So do you have to dumb yourself down around people? Are they constantly coming for you? coming to you, like, how do you spell this in some?
Yes, that actually does happen a lot. And then I'll get like weird, like, just weird questions that I begrudgingly want to pretend I don't know, but my ego's too large not to. You know what I mean? They'll be like, what's the capital of Florida? And I'm like, I don't fucking know. Tell her. You know? And, yeah, I get a lot of that. It's, there's a couple people you can find. I think, I've been in prison since 13, and I've probably met three people that I can actually, like, what a dick I sound like. You're like, what is it like to be the smartest guy in prison? I don't even question.
Well, no,
like, well, let me tell you.
It's, you know, a big fish, small pond. I'm not giving you much credit that you can't wrap your head around it.
It can be frustrating. I think one of my skills in one of my skills, and it works well with the podcast, is I can take like complex ideas and kind of break them down.
Wait, so, are you mixing that into a tequila sunrise? Oh, mix me one. Hang on, we're gonna do orange and purple together.
Yes,
suicide.
Never.
I'm doing it. Yeah. Go ahead.
Anyway,
go ahead,
Jace, will do that. Finish.
No, I was just saying that that's like one of, it's not as bad as you'd think. I mean, it is and it isn't. It depends on when you ask me. You know, there's a couple of guys that I can talk to about stuff.
Would you fit into the category of jailhouse lawyers? Like, do you know enough law that people are coming
to? Or Andy Dufresne, like the accountant.
No.
Like it's,
No, not even close. Absolutely not. Andy Dufresne was like real, like that was his only go-to, right? He had to do that because that was his, I admit immediately that I'm not the guy that does, because legal work, that's a whole language inside itself. And I don't want to learn that. That's for someone else. That's like for my buddy Blaze. He knows how to do that shit. My job is much easier. I just comment on shit. You know what I mean? It's just, notice shit, comment on it, report it over podcast.
Are you friendly, with any of the screws, as we called them when I was in the joint back in 1936?
Back when you were in the joint.
What's the nomenclature for guards? Like, screws has to be antiquated. Hook. If you don't have hook. Fucking Pruno, what is it?
Yeah. We call them the hook. But you also call them just COs or cops, but the hook is like the main, I think it's regional. I don't know if it's regional, but up here we call them the hook. I don't know what it means.
Oh, okay. Here's my question. Hang on, sorry. I knew I had a question, and I knew I should have been writing them down. I just watched some movie that's all fucking tension and no story, but it was Escape from Pretoria. So a couple of white activists in South Africa during, you know, fighting apartheid, and they escape from a South African prison. And I wanted to ask you, how often when you first got locked up did you think about escaping, and did you ever have a reasonable plan? Oh, and the other question was, what's the weirdest thing you've hidden in your butt in the last 13 years or 7 years?
My finger, and it's like twice a week, probably. But nothing in there. I haven't had to. Not that I'm above it. Like, if I could have. See, here's the thing, and this kind of ties into your first question. Because I came down with a 12-year sentence, it's not quite long. If you attempted escape, it's 5 extra years, minimum. So it's like, I was right on that level where I would like imagine it, but I didn't really, I'm like right in that zone where it's not really worth it. My first year, a guy did escape on Super Bowl Sunday. It was snowing and all the hooks were, distracted, and he dug his way out and then made it down to Wisconsin, I believe. I think he killed a woman. Which is like an argument.
After he escaped, or he was in prison for killing a woman?
Yeah. He carjacked someone and killed them, and then got caught. But, I don't know. I never really had a plan with that. And, because of my time, if I had life, if I had all day, as they say, they're playing for life, if I had all day, I would, definitely have been planning, I'm sure. But, I was in a range where it's like, it's not worth it if I was to get caught. And then you're on the run every day. Come on, I'm not great at that. You know what I mean? I would have got tired. And then can you imagine after
you're easy to spot with those fucking tattoos and your half Asianness?
Yeah, no doubt. It would have been immediately.
You have 1 minute remaining.
Plus, could you imagine after your sentence is up, you make it out the first year, 12 years later when it passes and you would have been out, I just would have been like, God damn it.
I should have
just
talking.
Waited. I'd be out by now. Yeah. So, I mean,
can you call again?
I can do whatever you want.
Well, I don't know if some fucking ape is behind you fucking grimacing at you, giving you
but these tattoos,
shit
these
grimace
tattoos
for... Oh, yeah, you have those tattoos. You're also Asian.
Oh, ambiguously ethnic, you know, I'm doing all
you,
right.
You could be a right top back. That's not going to hurt that bad.
Could be. I am. A pleasing top. A gentle top, as they say.
Yeah. Is it in?
Well, my Build-A-Dick model would be just
this. All right. We'll do 15 more minutes with Bobby since I'm a bit off the wagon.
I'm feeling the boost.
Oh, what a piece of shit I am. Just took you off right off the fucking
wagon. No, it's been...
Thank you for using GTL.
We can't even call that, like, off the wagon, drinking the prison hooch. It's not enough booze.
Yeah, no.
It feels like a warm, hot toddy, you know?
The one night. I should mention the DirecTV, because I don't know if I gave follow-up on a podcast where, yeah, they finally did refund. I got them, and it was a tweet. I tweeted, like, after all that time I spent on fucking hold, when I finally got them on the phone, they weren't going to refund fucking 2 years of En Español.
TheShadyDell.com. That is where you stay. If you come to Bisbee and you're staying at the Shady Dell and I'm in town, I will have a beer with you. I won't hang out that long. We're not going to be good friends. I don't want you to fucking tell me you're going to kill yourself. But if you're staying at the ShadyDell.com, vintage trailer park with all 50s, 60s trailers that we live a mile away from, and we look for reasons to go stay there, come to the ShadyDell.com. Sponsored by, I might even come in and clean your toilet. I don't know.
So, but I when
Hello,
I tweeted about it,
this is a prepaid call from
AT&T. Fucking called me. Oh, and yeah, they because of a tweet, and only because I have followers. Yeah, if they fuck you like that, you get shit. Fuck DirecTV.
So you cancel them?
No, we can't cancel them until football is over. And then it's too much work.
Zero. To refuse this call, hang up or press one.
Your current balance is $40.
Bobby still doesn't know about the whole pant shitting story. That was the night I went off the fucking wagon.
That was the first night we all drank.
Yeah, that was the only time I got drunk was Bobby.
Yeah, yeah.
There you are.
Can I say, before you say it, can I say something real quick? Let me just acknowledge and pay tribute to the surreal, surreal nature of life, right? I'm in prison on the phone with a comic that I've loved forever, you know, really like this. This gets weird when I get to compliment
you. You said loved and then you dialed it back to really like.
All right.
Like,
okay.
Do you find another comic? Are you doing fucking.
No, I didn't.
What the fuck with Mark Maron next? Sure.
No, but wait till I'm just telling you right now, if Rogan pops up, you're falling back to Shaley status. No, but come on, man. I'm on the phone, you know, right, recording with Stanhope and Shaley, who are drinking prison wine that I told them how to make, and we're 3 calls deep, and they're recording. What is happening in life? This is simulation. It's not real. None of this is real. I just wanted to take a second to tip my hat to the fact that all this weirdness is actually real.
Got a lot of fans out there, Bobby.
Yeah, figures. come to prison and have a chance. Finally,
I went to prison to make it big.
Hey, kid, how'd you do it? How'd you do it, sir? Well,
I always said that when people ask me why I moved to Bisbee, I said to make it big.
Because I'm pretty sure this is where the magic happens.
I don't know where we were, but I'm doing another shot. Oh, give me a fucking half and half again. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're drinking all this fucking prison hooch.
It's like drinking like an apertura.
Oh my god,
it is a bit. Yeah.
I don't know if you belch that bag enough because I'm belching ridiculous amounts.
I was drinking.
I'm so proud of you, Ben.
I know. I'm proud of myself too, Robert.
You should be.
I got the fucking number one book on as voted by my people. That I know the other ones.
Yeah,
I beat
great.
Out Maria Bamford and Colin Jost. Which Colin Jost made
me happy. Colin Jost. He's got enough. He's got enough going for him. He's banging Scarlett Johansson. What more do you need? You know what I mean?
Let's
spread the wealth. You know what I mean?
I don't know who any of these
people are.
Apparently
they get People Magazine in prison.
I only knew Colin Jost from, because his book is called Punchable Face. And I had a bit where I was railing on all the punchable faces that I hate as much as my own. And I didn't think enough people knew who he was. So I dropped him from the list. Then he comes out with a book about punchable face is the title. I'm like, yeah, you were in my punchable face fucking bit, but I dropped you because I didn't think anyone knew you.
Do you think he got it from? That's where he got it from?
No, he has no idea who I am. No.
He does. He definitely does.
Fuck no. And neither of them follow me on Twitter, so fuck him.
Fuck him. He's fucking Scarlett Johansson. Shayla, you know who she is.
I know the name.
Movie star acid. So, you know who my number one punchable face is that at least jumped up to the top of the list? Tucker Carlson.
Oh, yeah.
He's got those eyebrows that are always peaked. The parts closer, the parts that are closest together are always peaked up, like in the perpetual face of like, you believe this guy?
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Oh.
I just want to.
No, if we're going Fox News punchable faces, Greg Gutfeld,
Laura Ingraham, oh yes,
he's
huge.
He has the axe mark between it where his nose meets his eyebrows. It looks like someone hit him with a fucking axe. It's this divot. You could hold paper in there, and it's
you can slide a credit card through there.
Yes, yeah, slide a Laura credit Ingram, card through I, there. Very
chip
good,
reader.
Sir. Chip reader.
Yeah, I was going to say Laura Ingraham, but Gutfeld for sure. It's all those smarmy guys that act tough that you know have never been into a fucking fight. And you know, if you flinched at them, they'd shit themselves or like fall down. And they're just talking tough in front of a couple of cameras.
Were you a fighter before prison? I know you. I knew you caused problems, but were you like someone who went out of their way to find a fight?
No. But I was. This is going to sound like a stripper with a heart of gold bullshit, but I'm real protective of my friends, and I'd say nine in family, and I'd say like 90%+ of my fight, which I've been in a few, were for that, or someone being a dick and like poking one of my friends in the face that they thought they could get away with and stuff like that. But I don't look go around looking for fights and stuff. I've been in.
Oh, see, Chaley and I, we've had a few run-ins where physical violence might have happened, and for us, it's who's going to run first.
Yeah. You don't have to be faster than the guy, just faster than Chaley. You know what I mean?
Well, and he's all burdened with the merch.
And the last time when it happened.
He's got a bag of stolen Bibles on his back. I can outrun him.
Don't let that merch go, Shaley.
That's what the Bibles are actually about.
Oh my God. You must be allowed a Bible in there.
Yeah, I have tons of books.
Can you send us a Bible? I know the rules on sending a book in. But can you send a book out?
Yeah, I can mail shit out.
Yeah, a stolen prison Bible from Bobby?
Ooh.
Oh, my God, is it?
That'll bump up the old J-Pay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can do that.
We'll put that on the fucking Christmas eBay yard sale.
They actually have them at the library over there for, like, reference use. I'll jack one of those things.
For reference?
Okay.
Like meaning you can't, like, you don't bring them back. You can read them if you sign up for law library. You can go over there for a couple hours.
Why am I even in this motherfucking joint? For reference, here's the Bible. Thou shalt not kill. Oh, thank you. Thank you for clarifying.
Why do I need the book now?
That was a Geechee Guy joke about I started reading the Bible in a hotel. I'm doing a huge disservice. And I liked it, so I took it with me. They should really put some kind of marker on that thou shalt not steal page. Or at least put it in the beginning.
On the cover. That shit should be right on the cover.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can, I'll have to, I have to find an envelope or some sort of box to mail it out in. Well, see, this one will be better, but they're not letting us do it because of Corona right now. I have a shit ton of books, and you, like, a couple times a year, I'll have my people, when they come visit me, pick them up and take them home with them. So the next time they let us do that, I'll make sure to, jack a Bible and put it in.
Just before I forget, it's, Saturday, Tuesday again? Is that the next one? Tuesdays work for you, whenever. Robert?
Yeah, whenever.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Tuesday the 15th.
Yeah, 15th? And congratulations on your...
What's that, Bobby?
No, it's the 12th. No, I was just telling them congratulations on the book, man. I can't wait to read it. And I've been, you know, at first when I thought it was coming out, I'm like, sweet. So I've got two of your books. I've got This Is Not Fame, which is my favorite. And I got Digging Up Mother, which I got first. And then my mom, as she's going through the list of books, because before me and you connected, I was like, look up some, because, you know, I can't get my little stand-up fix in here as much. So I'm telling her to look up comedian books.
Bert Kreischer's, I don't know if he has more than one, but his first one, I think it's called what does he call himself?
I remember, he's got that drawn-on crown.
Oh, The Machine.
The Machine, that's it.
The Machine. Yeah, I need to get that then. I got people wanting to send me books for Christmas. But as she's going through the list, she's reading titles off, right? She's like, Digging Up Mother. I'm like, yeah, we'll get that. I think that was his first one. Yeah, get that. And I read that. And I'm like, what's next? She's like, well, there's two. There's This Is Not Fame and Having Fun with Pedophiles, I believe it is.
Yeah, Fun with Pedophiles.
Like, they're not letting...
Yeah, Chaley, I think, has been telling me for 15 years that he's going to re-release that with a new title.
We already have it. I have the artwork done. It's just one of these things. It's low on the totem pole. But yeah, that's where it's going to be called The Best of Baiting. We're going to take any reference to pedophilia out of it because I think it'll sell better. And it's very fucking funny.
It's the only thing I've ever done that I've laughed at every single time I've read it. That's like 20-some years old. It's just logs from AOL Instant Messenger fucking with pedophiles.
Oh, my God, I need it. So the title alone is the only reason it would get rejected. These idiots would look at it and go, nope, and then just reject it. So,
well, a lot of people that are not in prison would reject putting that on their credit card or even searching it on their Google. Yeah, don't put pedophile in the title. That's not a good sales technique.
Marketing, that's the first day of marketing class. Don't put pedophile on the title. Why not?
I wish I had a prison ID, because when I vomit up all this prison hooch we keep drinking while we're on the phone with you, I want to have a way to slide it off the table.
You know what I should do? I should put my prison ID in, because it cost me $5 to get a new one. And I should send one of those out, too. You could sell that at the merch table or put it as a bookmark in the Bible.
Yeah, for the eBay yard sale, not the merch table. Don't get ahead of yourself. We're not going on the road anytime soon.
Right on. So, yeah, there's that book I can't get, so I was like really looking forward to this new one, to which you said the title's different than when you told it to me. It was the 2016 vision.
Hindsight is 2016. Yeah, that was Dave Rader's title idea that got shit canned. Yeah, it's no encore for the donkey.
Yeah, I can't wait to. Yeah, that's still going to be a little while, though, right? So it's actually
February
on paper, hard. Yeah. That's I'm going to get that as soon as it's out. And the other one. So yeah, congratulations, man. That's fucking. I'm super proud of you. That's awesome.
Evidently we're Arizona. Was that you, Tracy, that told me Arizona is back to number one in the worst state for COVID?
Top of the charts. Another thing to be proud of. I didn't know Tracy was there. Hi, Tracy.
Hello.
She was outside. I had to pull her mic down because I could hear her talking to the cat, and she wasn't in the room, so she's back on now.
Oh, the cat's back. That's great.
We did a podcast the other day where my co-host, Captain Freddy, had ordered, I guess they legalized for medicinal use psilocybin, so he ordered a candy bar that was enough for like four doses, and he ate the whole thing. And I called him during it, and like right when he's peaking, and I start talking with him, you know, I'm just, he's like, he can barely, he's drunk too, so he can barely talk, and I'm going, first stage of psilocybin trip, giggle. Second, and I'm just fucking with him, and his cat's out there, and I'm going, the cat can see your soul, and then I start talking as the cat. I said, yeah, because his cat's name's Pistola. I'm like, I'm not even Hispanic, you piece of shit. I'm Norwegian. You know that if you paid attention to me, I could just, and he's just free. He's like really starting to like lose his shit. He's like, this fucking cat, man, this fuck, hangs up on me on the second call because I'm just fucking with him. Hangs up on me. Talk to him the next, like 24 hours, not even, about 20 hours later in the morning, and he's like just calming down. He's like, never tripped that hard in my life, man. And so we put together three calls where we like mushed it all together. He was in the retrospective part of the trip, and then we summed it up, played it all backwards, so it ends with the super intense trip and the cat and all that shit.
I definitely have to trip soon.
Listen, I miss that so much. At least once or twice a year is a reset. You know what I mean? I can't do that. That's the one thing about it.
I wrote this in my notebook for no other reason than it's a great idea. Is, you know, are you old enough to remember Paraquat?
No.
It was like the Agent Orange poison that they were spraying in the early 80s on marijuana fields to poison dope smokers to try to queer them off the dope by, oh, it could kill you. Well, that didn't work. But I thought, what a great way, because
I have 1 minute remaining.
I've always been a pro drug guy until meth reared its ugly head. And I'm like, all right, I'm so what if we laced meth with DMT? So not only do you see the meaning of life, it lasts for like 16 hours.
That and you won't stop telling people about it.
Bobby, it's
go to sleep.
I'm glad we get to do a fucking three-parter with you.
Just in the big leagues now. Just on my way to the merch table. I love you guys. You know I love you guys.
Yeah, when I talk to you again, hopefully I'll be back to complete sobriety. Mm-hmm. You got to belch this bag with the prison hooch.
Tracy burp done.
Shaylee, you're a real OG now. You're an official convict out there in the world. The one person in the world brewing prison hooch.
All right. Well, I'm not going to tell anyone about that. But
thank you for using GTL.
That was wicked fun.
Oh, my God.
We're still rolling, Trace. Why are you messing with your mic?
Well, I took my headphones off. I don't need to hear Bobby anymore. But, that was a ton of fun.
So you're gonna. We've got Saturday night to get through, and then football Sunday.
Yeah.
And we've got people showing up. And
wait, who's showing up?
But you said neighbor Dave and.
Fred. For football. Yeah. All right. I thought you said.
Thought it was
and
clear.
Then you said football Sunday, and then people are showing up.
So then Monday, that's you're gonna stop again, the 40 for 40.
Well, yeah, I'm always plan on stopping. But, I've always been fucking legal to drive, except for the edibles, where, you go, oh, I can drive. And like, no, I took two edibles. I'm fucking high as fuck. I can't drive. But as far as alcohol, I've not drank. Well, tonight is, I guess, with prison hooch, I probably shouldn't drive.
Yeah.
And I'm going to run with that. Because what good is the wagon if you can't fall off?
Why Sapporos? Just had a hankering for some Japanese beer?
No, because when I was only going to drink.
Too big.
If I'm going to drink a beer, I'm going to drink a 22-ounce beer. Before, I don't know. It's a big Sapporo. It's a beautiful can. All right. Yep. That's what happens. Hey, all of you out there, if you're losing your shit, hey, I signed up for, did you sign up for Greg Chaley? Because a new sponsor is BetterHelp.com.
Yep.
Where I was a little uneasy with reading their shit verbatim, where I go, oh, I can sell this? Because, yeah, a lot of people, it's counseling, teleconferenced, and you sign up for it. I don't know how much it costs, but in the read, I noticed, don't say this out loud, but yes, we as hosts get 2 months of free counseling. What?
You're not supposed to say that. At all. You're not supposed to mention that.
Well, we're not doing a drop right now. They're not listening to this.
This is going to go out on Wednesday.
Yeah, but they're not. We're not putting a plug for them in this where they're going to screen it.
We have 3 weeks with them.
It didn't say, fuck you, you can't ever mention.
It says it on the paper.
It says don't read it in the fucking.
You're not supposed to mention the.
Yeah. Ever in my life.
No.
Is this like Grand Theft Auto where I had to fucking dress up in one of those GCI fucking suits and then they never put me in the goddamn game, but I signed my life away. I can never mention it.
No, you just don't mention that they're giving you 2 months. Say that you called and you have an account. Then say that.
Well, you must have seen some kind of detailed fucking thing.
I read the whole thing, yeah.
Didn't say you. All right. Point is, I'm going to be doing counseling through BetterHelp.com, and I'm not going to fuck with them. I do want to be right. I want to maybe win a battle if someone seems like they're not up to the snuff that I am. I fucking better helped Lynn Shawcroft yesterday. I talked to her. I go, well, why don't you do this? And she goes, that's a great idea. I go, well, yeah. Maybe like Cameo, we should do some of these things ourselves. I'm a counselor. I'll send you a birthday greeting via video.
To be clear, BetterHelp is a sponsor. Doug does not work for BetterHelp, and he is not a phone. He will not answer the phone.
Hang on, BetterHelp. That's our target audience: people who are fucked and might need someone to talk to. That's why I said, absolutely, I will do these reads. I just wish I could have a little bit more play, and I believe by doing counseling myself that I will not fuck with, I'll talk to him about some shit. I'm making lists of some shit. All that stuff that fucking wanders through my head when I'm doing morning fucking dishes, and I'm like, if someone could be in my head right now, ignore the soundtrack that is behind all these fucking rapid cycling thoughts, yeah, I would like someone to fucking listen to that and go, oh, that seems to be a problem. Or if they don't think that's a problem, then I win. I appreciate everyone out there. I appreciate every one of
How's
you
that
out
liquor?
There. Wow.
Those shots got a little something in them.
Yeah, we pretty much killed two of these decanters.
I think the only reason we killed as much of the purple one is because we were mixing it with the orange.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. I don't feel pukey. I feel Sarah Quilly and ride this out until football morrow. How about them Wolverhampton Wolves? How about you? Thank you all for listening. We'll keep on keeping on. I think we have another life left in us. Take us out, Bingo.
Okay, bye-bye now.